It's Thursday, August 9th, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Religious freedom advocate, Alliance Defending Freedom India, has documented at least 17 incidents of persecution against Christians in India this year. Just this month, a 9-year-old girl from a recently converted Christian family was raped and murdered on Sunday in the Punjab state. With the help of International Christian Concern, members of the U.S. Congress sent a bipartisan letter to India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi last week, calling on him to defend religious freedom and denouncing the persecution of Christians. China continues its crackdown on Christianity, shutting down hundreds of house churches in recent months. According to the Associated Press, experts say Chinese President Xi Jinping is, quote, waging the most severe systematic suppression of Christianity in the country since religious freedom was written into the Chinese Constitution in 1982, end quote. Nevertheless, Chinese Christians continue to share their faith in the communist country. Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. On Tuesday, President Donald Trump announced sanctions on nations like China doing business with Iran after the U.S. pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal. Plus, in response to the $500 billion trade deficit that America has with China, the Trump administration also unveiled a 25% tariff on $16 billion worth of Chinese goods this week. In response, China announced an equal tariff on U.S. goods yesterday.
When they charge 25% for a car to go in, and we charge 2% for their car to come into the United States, that's not good. That's how China rebuilt. We're doing things for this country that should have been done for many, many years. It's probably one of the reasons I was elected, maybe one of the main reasons. We have right now an $800 billion trade deficit with the world. So we're going to get it taken care of. Frankly, it's going to make us a much stronger, much richer nation. We want reciprocal. If they charge us, we charge them the same thing. That's the way it's got to be. I really believe they cannot believe they've gotten away with this for so long.
Meanwhile, America is also sanctioning Russia, blaming the country for the nerve agent attack on a former Russian spy in Britain back in March. Planned Parenthood is fighting Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, while many pro-life organizations are supporting him. Cheryl Sullinger of Operation Rescue told The Worldview about why they support Kavanaugh.
He's a very solid pick, and we really trust President Trump to give us the kind of a Supreme Court justice that will respect life and uphold the Constitution the way it's written. He promised us during the election that he would appoint judges that would rule according to the Constitution, and that means that they would overturn Roe v. Wade.
Sullinger said that Kavanaugh does not have an extensive record with pro-life cases, but they like the direction that he is headed in with many of his cases.
I'm not sure how much of a record he has on that issue. We know that he has an extensive judicial record, but the pro-life issue, I don't think has been before him that much. We like the direction that he has gone in his opinion. We're confident that he will be a good justice for the life issue if that ever goes before the court, which we think it actually will.
Daniel 2:21 says, God changes times and seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. Pray that God would give wisdom to Brett Kavanaugh and knowledge to those who will be considering his nomination. An advertising company in Southern California is pulling ads featuring the Bible. The billboard showed Pastor Greg Laurie of Harvest America holding a Bible to promote his upcoming outreach event that draws tens of thousands of people, reports the Christian Post. After receiving multiple complaints and even a threat, the Irvin Company decided to pull the advertisement. Jesus said in Matthew 11:6, "Blessed is he who is not offended because of me." The University of New Mexico will no longer allow researchers to procure, sell, or dissect body parts from babies murdered in the womb, reports World Magazine. The two-decade-old fetal tissue program was ended after an investigation by the New Mexico Alliance for Life and the U.S. House of Representatives Select Panel on Infant Lives found that the university was obtaining baby body parts from the Southwestern Women's Options abortion mill. A letter carrier from Sacramento, California, is being called a hero after rescuing a girl from sex trafficking, reports KCRA. In God's providence, Ivan Chrysostomo stopped his normal route when he heard a girl crying from behind a nearby bush. 16-year-old Crystal Allen had just escaped from her captor's car after being abducted for 3 months. Ivan stood by Crystal and protected her until deputies arrived. Crystal later said, quote, "I'm super thankful and happy that he did that for me," end quote. Finally, before I sign off, I'd like to correct an error I made in yesterday's newscast. In referring to the video of Nicholas Cruz, the Parkland, Florida school shooter, I inaccurately said that AR were initials which stood for automatic rifle. In actuality, the initials stand for Armalite Rifle, the original company that developed the .223 caliber A1 style rifles with fiberglass compound stocks and guards in the 1950s. My apologies. Furthermore, very few rifles in today's world are automatic. Most are semi-automatic, and this is the difference. A semi-automatic rifle will fire a shot and use a gas cylinder to load the next cartridge into the chamber. An automatic rifle will not only do that, but will also fire the cartridge, repeatedly loading and firing cartridges until the trigger is released. My thanks to Hannah Wegler, Anthony Harris in Midland, Texas, and Timothy Fickling in Oakhurst, California, who emailed me their concerns at adam@theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Thursday, August 9th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.